Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. This is BJ Murphy. I'm with you on this 5th of January, 2022. One of the big stories in the news was why are 4.5 million people in the month of November quitting their jobs? Why do they quit? Why are people walking away? Just like Antonio Brown did on Sunday when he took off his uniform right on the field and threw it into the bleachers, right? And people are just sick and tired of being abused. And I think as we go down this rabbit hole with Antonio Brown, you're going to find out that it is the prevailing attitude of most of the people in America. 4.5 million people in November said, I'm out of here. I'm tired of being used and abused. People in the hospitality industry, healthcare, transportation, warehousing, fast food workers, everybody said, I'm out of here. And I'm not your slave. You're not going to keep talking to me like I'm some dog when you feel like it. You ain't going to just call me out of the blue and tell me I got to be at work or else. So people are tired of that. People are trying to find their own way of happiness. And it's outside of these jive bosses that don't respect people's right to be, you know, individuals that are should be respected. That's what this is all about. The 4.5 million people that quit their jobs, at the root of it is, I don't like the way I was treated at this job. Because people usually will stay at a job if they're treated right, if they feel like family, if they feel like they have value. And if the boss is always complimenting them, saying, hey, man, you're doing a great job, man. I don't know what I'd do without you. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all take off at 4 o'clock today, man. I got the rest of this. You know what I'm saying? People like that, that respect other people. Your daughter sick? Okay. Hey, go ahead. We're going to cover you. We'll cover you today, man. Just call me later and let me know what's going on. Boom. You feel like, wow, these people kind of care about me. Notice I said kind of care. But if you could be in an environment where people look out for you, ain't trying to throw you under the bus for some jive, $18 an hour, $15 an hour, $10 an hour job that you really don't. See, this is what I tell my wife when we go to these restaurants now. I said, you might find maybe one person out of the whole crew that really enjoys being a waiter. Most of the other people are just doing it because they need a job. I got a car payment and somebody told me if I don't pay my, you know. These are the kind of jobs and attitudes at these jobs that people are feeling. So 10.6 million job openings are in America right now. So why are people quitting? I want to know what you think. 888-370-9390. You can leave me a message on my call-in line. 888-370-9390. Why people are quitting. I've quit jobs before. And very high paying jobs. Because, you know, I don't like nobody to tell me. I hate people to think that they could tell me how to live my life. Or relegate. I think it's insulting in the work industry where people are telling you you can only have 2 weeks of fun. For all out of 365 days, we're going to allow you. I hate that word allow. We're going to allow you to have 2 weeks off of paid vacation. Otherwise, you're going to have to quit if you want to be really happy during the year. That's what they're saying to you. And we take this job because we want to check and because we're not brave enough sometimes to want to go out on our own and risk losing the car, losing the house because we're afraid of doing something for ourselves. I understand that. But at some point, you're going to have to do for yourself or suffer the consequences. So while you're working, don't let your job suck all of the energy of life out of you that when you come home, you can't do nothing for yourself. On the side, you can't, like, when you get home at 5 or 6, you're going to watch TV and scroll Facebook, or are you going to say, let me try to figure out some income that I could replace this, if I could replace this, I'm straight. That's what we need to do, brothers and sisters. I hope y'all listening to me, because it's coming to the point now where you're going to have to make a decision. Because one of the other things I wanted to talk about was stress. You know, the number one enemy in your life is stress. And what is causing you this stress? What do you need to get rid of to keep you from having a heart attack? Stress is a major factor in heart disease. And I don't think we talk about stress enough. I don't think we're really thinking about these undue pressures that we put on ourselves, or we let others put on ourselves, cause damage, nerve damage in the body, where your body is so uncomfortable and excreting all of these, I don't want to say juices, but your body is excreting hormones, right? That, I think it's cortisol is one of them, right? And you keep shooting cortisol through your body because of the way you're thinking. You're under duress all the time, stress, and it affects your heart. And people have heart attacks based off bad eating, because we're not eating, because if you're stressed out, you're not eating right. And then you got your mind is, under so much pressure, you cause your body to be sick by the way you think. Anxiety, stress, we got to get it under control. And I'm sure that some of those 4.5 million people who quit their job saying, man, I got to get this stress off me. And then if we ain't living right, people got extra girlfriends and boyfriends and people messing around. Now you got more stress on. You got to keep up with the lies. Keep up with the sneaking around, you know. Sin, eating bad, and I hate my job. That's a hell of a ball of stress right there. Stress is also default in duty. It's like when you know you should do something at a certain time and you don't do it, and now you got stress. I got to pay the power bill, but I waited to the last minute and something drafted out of my account. Now I don't have the money. Now I got to call somebody to see if they can spot me until I get paid again. They tell me no. Then you hear that man on the side of your house in that box turning that power off. How many of you felt that? I felt that several times in my life until you get tired of it. So not doing the things you should do causes stress, which may cause a heart attack. So we got to get this stress off of us, right? We got to start this year off right. We want to start this year off not doing the same things that we have done the past year. Laziness, right? Not having enough gumption to get up out of your bed and start your day. Because it's easy to slump right back in the same old habits of 2021. Laying in the bed, scrolling on Facebook, seeing what's going on. And then an hour done passed by. And you done missed an hour of the day that you said you weren't going to do it no more in 2022. But here we go. So it's easy, y'all. We got to be reminded and we have to be accountable to ourselves, because nobody else cares about what's going on in your life. And you better care. Because if you don't have an agenda, somebody else is going to have an agenda for you. Now, I'm warning everybody, too, to be careful as we go on with this Omicron variant. It's shutting down schools. Even my friends were shutting down their businesses, right? And we got 1 million cases per day with this Omicron variant. So that means we'll probably get up to 2 million cases per day. And listening, now, I want you to go back and listen to some of the things that Dr. Fauci and Rochelle Walensky said, and all Dr. Shah, who else is it? I mean, just a whole host of these experts that they put out in front of us telling you that, oh, if you take the vaccine, you can walk by people. You don't have to worry about getting the virus. You're safe. It's the unvaccinated. Now everybody is getting it. Omicron is breaking down the barriers of all these vaccines. There ain't no vaccine that's going to stop these mutations Not one of them is going to work, brothers and sisters. You could take that to the bank. Play this for your family members. You can't say it. I'll say it for you. This is a plague that's only going to be stopped when the people bow down and ask God for forgiveness. Would you please forgive us for all the evil that we have committed in your face? Please, Lord, forgive us. Lift this burden off of us. We repent. And what is repentance? Repentance is that we vow to turn away from a behavior that is 1,000% incompatible with the will of God. Stop doing what we're doing of evil. We're walking around with this burden of evil around our neck, thinking that you're going to have a good life. No, we living foul. No, we doing wrong, sneaking around, doing all kind of ungodly things. You wouldn't do this in the sight of God. But we want God to bless us. We want God to look out for us and our family. But we don't want to do right. So what does God do? You think he's some punk that's sitting up in some clouds, just letting Negroes do whatever they want to do, and he's still going to bless? I think I'll still bless him, even though he's the biggest fornicator in the city. He's sneaking around on his wife. She's sneaking around on her husband. Even though they're the biggest freak in the city, I'm still going to, I'm going to bless you. Yeah, right. Can't you see how crazy we are? Wanting to be blessed by God and we ain't doing right. What kind of God is that? Your parents don't even let you do that. When we were growing up, our parents didn't just let us do what we wanted to do. And they didn't reward us for bad behavior. So why should God do that? So this pestilence from heaven, as the minister has told us, will not go until the people bow down. And this is in your scriptures too. So don't believe me. Just keep on going through 2022. And why don't Dr. Fauci and all these people and the government officials and people of religion in this country ask for a day of prayer and repentance so that we can ask God to help us and make the virus go away? And it will go away. But this is what we got to do. And so those people that don't believe that, that's fine. You don't have to believe it. Just because you don't believe it don't mean it's not true. And that's why I want us to get to. Just because somebody disagree with you and they may have a great case, they may be able to articulate it like Cornel West. You know how you got these people that talk all fast and they can convince a group of ignorant people just by the way they're talking fast and just spitting out what they call facts, and you telling the truth. Yours may be simple, maybe broken up, but you stand on the truth. And just because somebody don't believe it don't mean it is not true. So stick to your guns when you're telling the truth from the heart and you know what you're saying is right. Stand up on it like a man and like a woman. Don't punk out just because somebody got a loud mouth and don't agree with you. You learn how to defend your arguments and your points. And God will bless you with a victory in the midst of your detractors when it seems like you ain't going to win. All you got to do is just stand in there and be strong. Tell the truth, regardless of circumstances, even if that truth is against yourself. And God will reward you with a victory, brothers and sisters. So, you know, some of the symptoms with the Omicron are fatigue and headache and a sore throat. So if you think you may have it, I don't know why. I was telling my wife, I said, why are these people trying to get the Omicron test? I mean, why are people in line? I don't know what that's all about. I'm not affected by that at all. I'm like, why is everybody getting in all these long lines trying to see if they have the coronavirus? I mean, I think you would know if you got it, right? I don't understand that. Somebody got to help me with that. 93.90. I'm just kind of oblivious to why I'm in this long line trying to find out if I have the virus when they tell you what the symptoms are, right? Okay. So please wear your mask like I'm doing. I'm wearing my mask. I don't care if I'm the only person in the car, the only person at a meeting, I got my mask on. I don't understand why people don't have their mask on. Did y'all see what happened on I-95 in Northern Virginia? It's a terrifying situation. Hundreds of people, thousands of people stranded in this winter weather disaster. And the storm just like came out of nowhere. It's like a blizzard. Shut down 53 miles heading into D.C. Unprecedented. And I told you, watch the weather. You better watch the weather. People had to stay in their cars for almost 36 hours stuck. Cars abandoned on I-95. Y'all been to D.C. Could you imagine how that looks, how that felt? People getting out of their cars, walking miles to try to find food off exits, leaving their cars on I-95, walking to get some food. Watch the weather. The weather is the weapon that God uses to cause distress and affliction, that the people might humble themselves to the message. And what is the message? We got to repent. And when you use the word repent, and somebody says, well, what I got to repent for, you're looking at the devil. You're looking at the devil, man. How in the hell, you think you holy? Ain't nobody out here holy. All of us got to stop doing something that we're doing that is not pleasing in the sight of God. That's what I'm talking about, repent. So these things are reminders. Prayerfully, nobody died. Maybe in some medical emergencies, even the medics couldn't get to the people. People running out of gas. You know, I mean, anything could have happened, man. I mean, so just be careful when you're traveling and kind of try to forecast what is on the horizon. You better look in these different states because it may be fine where you are in North Carolina, but by the time you get to Virginia or Ohio, all hell may be breaking loose on your travel. So be safe out there, y'all. I told you the other day I was going to talk about my mother-in-law, what she taught me when she came down for the holiday, for the Christmas holiday. And we live in this 2-bedroom, 1-bath house. And me and my son, my wife had been with my mother-in-law for like 30 days, being with her. And they were on their way back. So me and my son came up with this idea, like we should get Nana a hotel where she could be comfortable. So we put our money together and got the hotel room for like 4 nights because we said, oh man, she gonna like this. You know, she ain't gonna want to be cramped up because we thinking about ourselves because it's cold in the living room and we got 2 couches out there. So me, my wife, and my son, we got to find a place to sleep because my brother-in-law and my mother-in-law were going to sleep in our 2 beds because we got a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, right? So when she got here, she just sat in that chair. When I told her we got her a hotel room, she got quiet. And she said, I don't want no hotel room. Then me and my son looked, me and my son looked at each other like, what? She said, no, I don't want no hotel room. Y'all should have consulted me before y'all made that decision. So now I got to go in there and scramble on Travelocity and cancel this reservation and get my money back, right? And so we stayed, and she brought a blow-up mattress. And we blowed that thing up, and we laid on that thing in the middle of the floor in the living room. And she said, this is we family. We family. We can work this out. I don't want to be in a hotel room away from my family. I said, wow, I didn't even, you know, so simple was her answer. And it made me think about how we grew up. We didn't stay in no hotels when family came. You just slept where you could find somewhere to sleep. And we trying to be all fancy, trying to think. We actually thinking about ourselves, that we wanted to be comfortable. We didn't want to sleep on the floor on a blow up mattress. where we had to keep, get up in the middle of the night, keep blowing that thing up. But I was happy because the weekend turned out to be very, very beautiful. I was looking at her face and she was at peace with her family. And last year, this time, she had lost her husband. So my father-in-law, he passed away on Christmas Day a year ago. And so she wanted to be with her family. And now I understand more. Because, you know, I guess sometimes you lose that sense of family when your family is no longer here. I don't know if I shared with you that my mother, my father, and my brother are all passed away. So, you know, the gatherings that you used to have, you know, you just don't do that anymore. And sometimes you forget because I hadn't done it in so long. I mean, my people have been gone since 2009. And so it's just a good reminder. And I'll never make that mistake again, staying in a hotel when it's time to stay with family. Now, it actually depends on what family you're going to stay with. Now, I ain't going to say, like, some of my cousins ain't going to. Some family members, you ain't staying in the house. Going to give me a hotel room. But anyway, that's the 20-minute morning. That's the 20-minute morning show for today on this January 5th, 2022. I told y'all, no matter what's going on, we're going to give you an episode every day. And we're praying that God will bless us to have something to say to you that means something to you. And please pass the show along. I appreciate you listening. I really do. Pass the show along. And if you really like what we are talking about, our content, and we would love to hear from you. 888-370-9390 is my feedback line. Call me anytime. Leave a message. If you got a topic you'd like for me to cover, I'd love to talk about it.